Dead Man Down is a film that may instantly repel you, but I would say close your ears and eyes for a few moments and you will then be able to enjoy the rarity that unfurls. What is so unusual about this film from director Niels Oplev is that as a crime thriller, this film is not about the huge, special effects-ridden bloody shootouts. The initial cacophony of guns and expletives is only a brief piece of background information and by no means reflects the rest of the movie. What follows is a wonderful study of revenge, how it starts, how it controls us, the eventual, final impact it has on those who see it through. As I said, not the usual focus of a crime thriller, especially not one starring Colin Farrell. Dead Man Down centers on the secretive Victor, played by Colin Farrell, and his neighbor Beatrice, played by Noomi Rapace. Victor works as a cleanup man for the drug lord Alphonse, coolly portrayed by Terrence Howard. Victor and a few others are in charge of tying up any loose ends that may come back to haunt Alphonse. Beatrice is a troubled young woman who is trying to recover from a devastating accident caused by a drunk driver. Now, it seems Beatrice happened to watch her neighbor Victor murder a man in his apartment and tells him he must kill the man who disfigured her or she will go to the police. Victor agrees to do her bidding, but in the meantime, life is heating up for Victor's boss by way of what appear to be death threats. Victor and his cronies work hard to track down the source of the threats and eliminate the perpetrator. Along the way, we start to learn more about Victor's past and what motivates him. Will Beatrice get her revenge, and will she be satisfied? Will Victor come to grips with his past and find peace? These questions are the backbone of the story and will have the audience questioning many things. Farrell and Rapace do a great job, and the chemistry between them is palpable. Despite other unbelievable aspects of this film, these two do a great job of portraying average people who have been handed undeserved tragedy. Terrence Howard also turns in a fine performance as the slick, overconfident drug lord. Kudos to director Oplev and screenwriter J.H. Wyman for taking the ordinary and adding just a bit of the extraordinary to switch things up a bit. This, plus some powerful character development, takes Dead Man Down from being a mundane, ho-hum movie to one that is actually a good watch. Now, not all is perfect with this film. While the acting is strong and the premise is somewhat refreshing, at its foundation, this is still a crime thriller, and the urge to have some flashy, unbelievable, as if sofas could really offer protection from automatic weapons, shoot-em-ups was just too much to resist. Oh, well, you can't have everything. So ignore the noise and violence at the beginning and try not to giggle too loudly during the final silly settling of scores. Instead, just sit back and enjoy the ride. Dead Man Down is rated R for violence, language, and a scene of sexuality and is 110 minutes in length. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Holiday Village Cinemark and the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.